Well, financial markets, and indeed your super if you have it, have been hit hard for a fourth straight day amid the continuing coronavirus concerns. The catalyst for today's dive was a press conference at the White House where Donald Trump tried, unsuccessfully, to reassure Americans and financial markets that the virus threat can be contained. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Donald Trump insists the US is, quote, very, very ready to face the virus threat, and Vice President Pence is in charge of containing the spread.
And Mike will be working with the professionals, doctors, and everybody else that's working. The team is brilliant. I spent a lot of time with the team over the last couple of weeks, but they're totally brilliant, and we're doing really well, and Mike is going to be in charge, and Mike will report back to me.
In the United States, health authorities are dealing with more than 50 reported cases. It has markets spooked, with the main stock market indices on Wall Street taking a battering this week. But Trump's blaming his Democratic colleagues for the market rout, as this White House reporter discovers.
To be clear, the Dow Jones dropped more than 2,000 points this week. Are you suggesting that was overblown? Are financial markets overreacting here?
I think the financial markets are very upset when they look at the Democrat candidate standing on that stage making fools out of themselves.
By this point, the Dow futures, which is a pointer to how Wall Street will trade tonight, the Australian share market and many Asian markets were all down sharply. CMC Markets stockbroking chief market strategist Michael McCarthy says this is the first time global financial markets have disregarded the president's comments.
Now, this is a big change in behaviour. Despite him talking up the markets, the futures markets have tanked. And at one stage, the Dow futures touched a point down 300 points, piling on top of the loss that we've seen in the US over the last week.
To put it mildly, says Mr. McCarthy, financial markets simply didn't believe the president.
The reality is that almost the same time we're hearing reports that the first community infection of coronavirus had occurred in California. It does appear that the facts were running against the speech today.
Global financial markets are struggling to come to terms with the potential economic damage a pandemic could cause. Global banking giant Citi wrote a note to clients today saying, quote, there does not seem to be a strong rationale why the coronavirus will not spread globally over the coming weeks, resulting in governments shutting down a substantial share of the world's economic activity for up to 1 to 2 months. Julia Lee is the Chief Investment Officer at Berman Invest, a funds management firm. She's told PM she fears it could be months before this market downturn stabilises.
The concern is that volatility does tend to cluster. So usually once you do see a pullback, it does tend to take 2 or 3 months to work its way through the market. So for any longer-term investors looking to buy into this market, I'd probably hold off just for another month before starting to accumulate stock.
Investment strategist Michael McCarthy also sees a bumpy ride ahead.
It's very clear at the moment that the arrows are pointing downward. There's very strong momentum for markets to fall, and that generally is an indication, combined with the fact that we're seeing very heavy trading volumes, that there's probably more damage to come over the coming days and weeks.
Michael McCarthy from CMC Markets Stockbroking, David Taylor with that report.